You got to tune to the Texas Standard. With the advent of the streaming era, hundreds of thousands of movie titles, both new and old, are available at the touch of an app. No getting up from the couch required. Gone are the days of going to the video store, strolling the aisles in search of the perfect title. Gone, too, are all the trappings of the VHS rental experience. The candy by the register, the posters and branded merchandise to promote the newest releases, a membership card, perhaps, and, of course, the ubiquitous stickers on the tapes, reminding you to please rewind. A new book, Stuck on VHS, A Visual History of Video Store Stickers, aims to immortalize those stickers and others used by video rental stores. It's a sort of time capsule of the bygone days of home movie rental, and the first book from Texas-based Alamo Drafthouse Cinema's new publishing arm. Joining us now is the book's author, Josh Schaefer. Josh, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me.
So your interest in VHS tapes as a medium goes well back before this book was conceived of, I'm told. What about your background as Alamo Drafthouse's VHS culture captain? What is a culture captain exactly?
It's a person that, well, it's me, but it's a person that wants to spread VHS culture and video store culture and just keep people aware and get people excited about it.
Is it about the format? I mean, I'm thinking that what you're saying sort of resonates with people who are crazy for vinyl, too, right? I mean, the record store served a kind of place. Is the VHS, does it have a kind of a same kind of place in history?
Absolutely. I think it would revolutionize the way people watched movies. You know, it could bring films into your home. So it was a brand new way that you didn't have to wait for a television, you know, airing, or you didn't have to go to a drive-in or things like that. You could go to a store with, you know, experts on film and enthusiasts on film, and they can help you find the movies you want to see or didn't know you wanted to see. And that's the culture part that I think is super important. You know, because nowadays you go on to Netflix or any kind of streaming service, mm-hmm. and you have a finite amount of things that you can look at, and there's algorithms that suggest things to you.
Right.
When you go into a video store, you have a real person. You can have conversations about film, and you can actually thumbing through all of the tapes or all of the discs and things like that. And it's a very tactile experience. It's a very cool experiential kind of world.
So where does a sticker come in? And just for the uninitiated, what is a VHS sticker?
So the stickers range. So it could be a sticker that, you know, tells where a video came from or where it was rented from. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you want to, when video stores were renting tapes, you had to put your name on it, you know, because people were trying to steal tapes or all those kind of things. And I mean, the stickers range from those video stores to rewind stickers, to handwritten stickers, to genre stickers, all the miscellaneous in between. And these tell stories. These give information about the era. You know, and you're looking at like, you know, Bulldog Video or like Zap Video or Farm Fresh Video. And you're like, well, these are real places that existed and people came in, communities came in and rented, and all of these experiences happened there. And I think, you know, creating this book, I wanted to take people back to that place and remind people that these places existed and they were a huge influence on the way people consumed media.
Now, when you consumed VHS tapes back in the day, did these stickers have special meaning to you, or was it after sort of the death of the format that you began to sort of get nostalgic for those artifacts?
Right, it was afterward, right? So, I mean, later on, you kind of realize how much history and how much importance these stickers carry, because it's a very small piece of the video store, you know, outlook. It's a piece of ephemera, essentially. Mm-hmm. But they're relics now. They're pieces of communication. And I always say this, is that some of these stickers are the only remaining artifacts of certain video stores. It's the only way you're going to know that this video store actually existed, because they're not be able to look up online, or, you know, there's no like real documentation of them.
We're talking about VHS stickers, and I guess the one that stands in my mind is a variant of the rewind sticker. That's right. Probably the one that most of us remember. Do you have a favorite sticker?
Yes. There's a few. I think there's one that says, "Please rewind me," and it's got this anthropomorphic tape on it, and he looks kind of whacked out. It's pretty funny. He's really cool. And there's also some other anthropomorphic tape stickers. The melt sticker, I really like that. Warning, this video cassette will melt if left in the car in
yeah,
the sun.
Yeah, sure.
There's lots of miscellaneous ones in there, too, like don't forget the popcorn and stuff like that. And, you know, just little communications are really, really fun. And I think, you know, this book also carries a lot of, like, graphic design inclinations, too, and, you know, because, you know, VHS is making a comeback, and, you know, people are going to be looking at how to recreate those stickers more authentically. And I think these stickers are the genuine article, so people can look at that.
So when the shift came from VHS to DVD, was something lost or no?
lots of films, lots of material. You know, there's tons of movies that never made the jump to DVD or streaming, especially underground movies, low budget films, special interest titles, workout tapes, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it really, it's a window into the culture that was happening at that time, because somebody thought that, you know, video catnip was a great idea and that people would buy this. Is video catnip ever going to get a DVD release or a streaming release? Probably not.
What made you decide that this would make a good book? Because that's a pretty radical notion that you have a book about video stickers.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's just another piece of the video store history and the video store story, you know, and I think it's something that people don't think about very much. But like I said, these little stickers tell a story, and they are an inherent piece of the aesthetic that was attached to video stores.
Well, given that you can't find a VHS in a lot of places, how did you go about finding VHS stickers?
Well, I have a lot of VHS tapes in my collection, and I have a lot of friends and a lot of colleagues that have VHS. So basically, when I curated it, you know, it was just going through my tapes, going through friends' tapes, and just finding the most vibrant, dynamic selection of stickers to really represent the era.
One of the things I think a lot of people who've gone to Alamo Drafthouse really enjoy are the sort of ephemeral films that precede a lot of the big money trailers. And what you're saying, what you're talking about the design characteristics and some of the vibe, I guess, you know, I totally get where you're coming from, right? I know that Alamo Drafthouse does something else. They have these Video Vortex stores.
Yeah.
Now, sort of an offshoot from what I gather. Are those stores profitable? Are they making money with Video Vortex? Do you know?
I can't really speak to that, but I mean, they're making an impact culturally. And I think that's way more important. And yeah. I think that's a huge reason why we're doing it, is to get people into movies more, you know, because you think of it this way. So you can go into a movie theater and you have 8, 10, 11 screens. You can watch these movies, right? And you can experience that movie, come out and have that experience. You go into an Alamo with a video store and you have, you know, 10,000, 30,000, 70,000 titles that you can go through and experience, and that you can take home, watch, and come back and talk about it with real people that really care about movies. And I think that's the biggest part about creating a video store, is that you want to foster that culture and get people back into that time when going to a video store was an event and it was fun and you could learn about new films and you can explore.
Well, we have seen, and I keep coming back mentally to this idea of vinyl and what we've seen, the revival of the record store. Do you think that we'll see a revival in VHS? I mean, given that in terms of quality, the argument can be made that there, you know, VHS is sort of, in a sense, the 8-track of the visual medium. There are more clear ways to see a movie. You think that there could be a big time revival of VHS, perhaps?
I think we're in the moment. I think it's happening right now.
Really?
I really do. I think that people are starting to see the value of VHS tapes, and I'm not talking like monetary value. I'm talking about the cultural value. And of course, there are idiosyncratic things with VHS, you know, the tracking problems and the fading and all that kind of stuff. And it's a very unique way to watch a movie. You know, nothing really looks like a VHS.
This is really exciting. The book is Stuck on VHS, A Visual History of Video Store Stickers, and Josh Schaefer is the author. It's the first book from Alamo Drafthouse's new publishing arm. Josh, thanks so much for stopping by and speaking with us on the Texas Standard. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.